KSL's top story this hour, a man is suing Idaho State University, saying he was the target of discrimination, harassment, and retaliation because he's a member of the LDS Church.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more on the lawsuit and the allegations live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Mary?
Amanda, Orin Duffin was a high school tennis star in Idaho. He got a scholarship to ISU, but right after he joined in August 2014, the harassment started. This lawsuit and the university's own investigation show the assistant coach immediately began to harass Duffin as the only Mormon on the team. Foul language, intense questioning, mocking, encouraging teammates to do the same. The papers say that during a tournament in Vegas, they sent prostitutes to Duffin's hotel room. He would be hit with tennis balls on the court. The head coach knew and did nothing. Duffin is now serving the LDS mission. He'll not go back to ISU. The coach and head coach resigned. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, a former tennis star is suing Idaho State University, saying he was subjected to harassment and bullying because of his LDS beliefs.
He claims it reached a low point during a team trip to Las Vegas. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more, Mary.
Amanda, the lawsuit and ISU's own investigation say that Orin Duffin was immediately bullied right after joining the tennis team on scholarship in fall 2014. He was the only Mormon on the team, and the assistant coach in particular singled him out with harassing language and treatment, encouraged teammates to do the same. These papers say during a tournament in Las Vegas, the assistant coach sent women to Duffin's hotel room to tempt him. He sent them away. The head coach then said, oh, he must be gay. Those coaches have since resigned. Duffin is now on an LDS mission in Taiwan. He says he's not going back to ISU. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.